Nikita Koloff here, the devil's worst nightmare, with the Man Up podcast, where we talk to real men who have real stories, who realize it is time to man up. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Our next guest is going to Washington, D.C. He's inviting you to come with him, and he is participating in something that's more powerful than the most powerful nuclear weapon. It is prayer, and he is leading a prayer march in the nation's capital, and it's coming up on September 26th. He is Franklin Graham, and Reverend Franklin Graham, this is quite an undertaking, my friend, and hats off to you for doing this. Why prayer? Why Washington, D.C.? Let me ask you a really easy question, but please give us your heart on this.
Well, thank you, Stu. It's good to be with you. Our country's in trouble, and the politicians can't fix it. Only God can fix it. I think this is the most important election in my lifetime. Our country's at a crossroads. And there are a number of politicians that are wanting to take our nation into socialism. And this just is so scary to think as to what's around the corner. And America better wake up. And so we're going to start Washington on the 26th, a Saturday, at noon at the Lincoln Memorial. And we're going to go all the way down to the Capitol. And I'm asking people just to come and join me, and we're going to pray every step that we take. We're going to pray for that city, the politicians, the president, the leaders of this nation, that God would just shake this country and wake it up. I feel very strongly that only God can do this. And so it's a prayer march. And what's unique about a prayer march is that everyone who comes participates. Some people are going to walk faster than others. Some are going to go down the mall a different path, but we'll all end up at the same place. And there'll be some people who will just pray and focus on a certain aspect of the government or the country and pray. But we all are there together, and we're doing this together, and everybody's prayer is just as important as or a person standing next to you. Because, I believe that we can, through prayer, we go directly to the throne of God. Mm. And we go directly into his presence, so we can take our requests right into him directly. And I just feel that this is the only hope for our country. You know, we've taken Stu God out. We've taken him out of our schools. The teacher unions have taken all references to God almost out of our schools. And look what we have. We have chaos in our country. We have anarchy in many parts of our country. And these politicians that are wanting to take us into socialism, and when you look at what the socialists did in Eastern Europe and in Russia, and the churches were closed. Some places, pastors were imprisoned. And we look at the fight of John MacArthur out of California and how the government's trying to stop him and threatening him with fines and so forth. And I just thank God that we have pastors that are willing to stand up and exercise our rights, our First Amendment rights, which are in the Constitution. And there are those that want to strip the Constitution, take the Constitution away, rewrite the Constitution, and take away the First and Second Amendment, so forth. I think this is the most important election, and I hope the church wakes up and that they vote. And some people think, well, I'm not telling people how to vote, but if this country goes the wrong direction, you'll say, well, that's just too bad. Well, it's not too bad. We should have voted. And I just encourage Christians to vote. And pray before you vote. Just don't go out there and vote and not pray about it. Pray, and that God would direct you to who you should vote for. Because we focus a lot, Stu, on the president, the national election, but the person that runs for school boards, you know how important school boards are? And most people have no clue who's running for school boards. And we need to get Christians on school boards. We need to get Christians as mayors, at city council, and county commissioners. We need to get Christians involved in politics and get them to run. And when we go vote, know who you're voting for.
Okay, I want to get more into the how relevant your faith is in how you vote and how those two aren't separate issues and why we shouldn't divorce those two. But I've got Franklin Graham, who's doing something big. It's called the Washington Prayer March 2020. Now, with all due respect, Franklin Graham, I mean, people go to Washington and do all kinds of marches, and they do all kinds of, people get mad. People go with bricks and fire, and they get upset, and they attack people, and they got to bring out security. And you're taking a bunch of people up to pray. What do you say to your critics out there to say, well, how's that gonna affect anything? You know what? We got to get some loudspeakers and yell some people down and do some cussing. I mean, there's so much vitriol and hate and anger in our culture. We gotta throw fuel on the fire. But what about the fire of prayer? What do you say to those detractors out there?
Well, first of all, we're on God's side, and my prayer is that God would watch over, protect everyone that comes. And there may be some demonstrations, but I doubt it, because there's just going to be so many of us, and there's going to be tens and tens of thousands of people in the name of Jesus Christ out there on the mall and walking the streets of Washington. And I think if there's a few protesters or whatever, I think they're going to just be quiet. I remember when we were in California in 2016, I went to every state capitol. We held a prayer rally on the capitol steps of every state capitol. We're in California. And our event was at 12, and some anarchists and others had a meeting at 11, and they were going to meet at 11 and then come try to disrupt our meeting, our prayer meeting. But their meeting at 11 o'clock had about three people. I think by 11:30 they may have had 50 people, and our meeting at 12 noon we had about 10,000, and so the small group of protesters just said, "Well, why bother? We're going to get, you know, we'll just keep quiet." And I think that will happen. I think our numbers are going to just be bigger than theirs. And we also have to remember we've got God on our side, because when we stand there, we're standing in the name of His Son Jesus Christ. We're not standing up there in the name of the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or anybody else. We're standing there in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just believe that He's got His angels, and He's got His chariots, and He's got whatever means it takes to protect us. But we're going to go up there in the name of Jesus, and we're going to pray for this nation, because God tells us to do that. We're supposed to pray for those, for our rulers, for those that are in authority. That we might have a quiet and peaceful life, and then that's what we need to do. We need to pray for them and just ask that God would intervene. And these anarchists that want to destroy our country, that want to see mayhem in the streets, and these governors that allow this stuff to take place, and these mayors, we just need to pray that God would give us mayors and governors that will give us a peaceful life, and who will be fair and honest, and who will do the right thing. And if we pray, I think God will answer our prayers.
Okay, wow. And they're carrying the flag in Washington, D.C. Saturday, September 26th, for the Prayer March 2020 with Franklin Graham. He's our special guest right now. They're not carrying a Republican or a Democrat flag or a particular party. They're carrying the flag, the Christian flag, the flag of prayer, the most powerful one, bringing people together. So I guess anybody can come, huh? You got busloads of folks coming from many states. I've got one of our awesome Truth Network partners that carries this show that's listening probably right now when this is aired, Russ and his team, some of his folks from Utah. They're going to be there with you, Brother Franklin, to pray with you. So you could, is it just kind of come one, come all, anyone that just wants to pray?
Everybody. I want people from every state, and I know people from Alaska who will be there.
Okay.
And people are coming from all over the country. And there are people that are just, that like myself, feel that this is the only hope for our country.
Okay.
And without God, we're not going to make it.
Now,
and so this election, again, the most important election of my lifetime.
Okay, and just a reminder, this prayer thing, I'm just going to verify with you, sir, this is a free call. There's not a charge, there's not a roaming fee to pray, to seek the Almighty, right? We're going into God's presence, and it's just come as you are, and I also,
there's no entertainment, there's no speakers,
okay.
There's no entertainment, We don't have groups playing or anything like that. I'm asking people to come and pray.
Okay.
And that's what we're there to do.
Wonderful. And so so anyone can go, and we'll send everyone to the – he's also the president of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, or in leadership there, speaks all over the world. And I want to thank you, by the way, and just commend you for always sharing the gospel. I love it when you're on all these outlets and you're being interviewed and they hit you with a hot potato political question and you jump right in with inviting people to Christ. Will you just tell us why it's so important to invite people to Jesus? Because no matter who our president is or who our elected officials are, and yes, absolutely we should vote. That's a stewardship issue for believers, no question. And yes, we need to pray and be a part of this. But Franklin Graham, why is it important that we be vigilant about sharing the gospel, even with our enemies, and proclaiming the truth of Christ who came to save us?
Because that's the only hope that we have in this world. This world ends. This world comes to an end. Our life will come to an end. Mm. But our soul, our spirit, lives for eternity, and it's either going to be in heaven or it's going to be in hell. And we have an opportunity while we're here on this earth to make a decision. And that decision is to confess our sins, to ask God's forgiveness, and to put our faith and trust in His Son, Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said, I'm the way. He said, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's not many roads to God. There's only one path, and that goes through the cross. Because Jesus Christ died and shed His blood for our sins. He was buried for our sins, and on the third day, God raised Him to life. And if we're willing to accept that by faith, just believe it, and invite Christ into our heart and life, God will forgive us of our sins. And we can have that hope of eternal life. We can have that hope knowing that our soul will be secure in God's hand for eternity. And when this life is over for us, we know that we'll be right in the presence of Almighty God. Mm. But it's through Christ and Him alone. There's not many roads to God, only one, and that's Jesus Christ. So that's the most important message that we can share with anybody in this life.
Amen. Well, he is Franklin Graham, and he's inviting you to come take a march, a powerful march of prayer that's seeking God and seeking God's mercy, really, for our country, and he'll be there. It's in Washington, D.C. on September 26th. It's just so providential. In 1952, your dad stood on the steps of the same Capitol and called for a National Day of Prayer, and here, you know, decades later, the sun is going up, And we're excited. We're pulling for you. We're praying for you. Tell our listeners real quick, Franklin Graham, how we can all pray for you and pray for this special event.
Well, I think that pray that we'll be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ in everything that we do. And I invite everyone who's listening to come. And you say, well, we've got this on Saturday. We've got that to do. I know, but this is the future of our country, and I'm just asking you to come join me, and let's hold hands, and let's march. And let's let Washington know that we're claiming that city and that ground that on that day to be holy ground. Mm. And every step that we take on that mall, we're going to claim it for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so come and be a part of it, and let's see what God does.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Brother Graham. Franklin Graham with us here on Truth Talk. We are praying for you. We're excited. Everyone get out there as many as you can and get out and vote. It's a stewardship God's given you. That opportunity in this free country. And so you can't sit back and complain about how things are a few months from now, Franklin Graham, if you're a believer and you don't go vote, right?
Absolutely. Vote. That's the most important thing we can do right now is to exercise. You know, we're free in this country. We have freedom. And we have the freedom to choose our leaders. Most countries, you don't have that. But we have that, and let's exercise that freedom we have, and let's vote.
Okay. God bless you. Hey, thanks for dropping in here today. Franklin Graham on Truth Talk, and we will talk to you again soon. And I hope to bump into you here in our home state of North Carolina one of these days, too.
Look forward to it. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillows. MyPillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.
This is the Truth Network.